With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. applications for unemployment benefits inched down modestly last week. Applications for jobless aid for the week ending January 24th fell by 1,000 to 209,000 from the previous week's number, which was revised upward by 10,000. That's according to the Labor Department. Norfolk Southern's quarterly profit slipped 12% amid the uncertain economy, as well as unusual costs related to its efforts to merge with Union Pacific in an $85 billion deal that would create a transcontinental railroad. Dow is planning to cut approximately 4,500 jobs as the chemicals maker puts more emphasis on using artificial intelligence and automation in its business. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate edged up for the second week in a row, but remains just above its lowest level in more than 3 years. The benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate rose to 6.1%. That's according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.